Several weeks ago, Joe Banner and I began having discussions about the structure and organization of the Cleveland Browns, and over the last several days have come to the conclusion that Joe has done a superb job putting the right people in place for the Browns. Joe is obviously solely instrumental in bringing Alex Shiner, our president, who will continue to run our business operations, in place, and played a key role in hiring Coach Patton and in bringing Ray Farmer to our organization and ensuring that Ray Farmer did stay with our organization. And Joe and I, after lots of conversation, mutually agreed that it was best for the organization if we streamlined things, where accountability, reporting lines were much clearer. And accordingly, effective today, we've announced that Alex Shiner, as I mentioned earlier, will run our business side and will remain as president. Mike Patton will obviously be the head coach, and Ray Farmer will be our GM. We will not have a CEO, and those three people will report directly to me. I cannot thank Joe, who will serve in a transition role for several months, probably until May or June, enough for what he has done for me personally and for our family in terms of teaching us the NFL business, if you will. I don't know that I've ever met anyone smarter or worked harder, better negotiator than Joe. And it's been a pleasure to work with him during this time period. And as I said, he'll help us as we transition over the next few months. I would also be remiss if I did not thank Mike Lombardi. Mike and his wife Millie are good friends of ours. Mike has great football acumen, and I think Mike understands how to put together a football team. Mike and Joe have left us in good position in terms of both free agency and cap space, as well as this year's draft, where we have 10 overall picks and three of the first 35. At the same time, I can't tell you how excited I am about the opportunity to work directly with Pat, Alec, and Ray, and I believe we have positioned this organization to become a winning football team, something that's not happened on a consistent basis around here in a long time. I will accept comments and criticism about change, and I'll accept responsibility for some of the changes that have been made. There is no primer for being an NFL owner. It is a learn on the go, if you will. But I think what's really important is for everybody in this room, but really much more so all our fans, to understand that this ownership group, our family, and this owner is committed to bringing a winner to the Browns. And as I said, when we introduced Pat a few weeks ago, talk is cheap and actions speak louder words. And we finished this press conference. I know Ray's going to address you all for a little bit, and I know he welcomes that opportunity, as do you. But we're going to go to work, and we're fully committed to making this franchise a winner. So with that, I'll be glad to take any questions.
You introduced Mike Patton, the theme was everybody's on the same page. What happened in these last 2 weeks that such a drastic change in structure of the organization has been made?
Yeah, like I said, Ray and Joe and I began having conversations several weeks ago about potentially restructuring the organization. And as Pat came on board and we evaluated where we are, we felt it made the most sense. It was a much simpler organizational structure than we had before, much clearer lines of responsibility and authority, and something we all felt more comfortable with and something we're very excited with. And I look forward to letting you all have the opportunity to work with Ray.
You were going through the coaching search, and certain candidates didn't even want to talk to you about the job. Did you start to get concerned about the perception of this front office?
Well, let me say two things. I think the reports of people not wanting to talk to us are inaccurate, okay? But I think most importantly, I think we got a great head coach. And I said that when we were up here 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I feel even stronger watching Mike work, watching his leadership, and watching the staff that he's put together.
I understand, but were you concerned about the reputation that was building of this front office?
No, like I said, I think we went through a very thorough search. Comments were made about how long it took. If I would not do one thing different in the search, and I think we got the best person available.
Can you talk about You talk about a great talent evaluator, Mike Lombardi was, and all that stuff. Yet he was out of football for 5 years, and here he only lasted 1 year with you. So what really went on with Lombardi?
You know, I will say again what I said. Mike, I think, knows and understands football as well as anybody. We feel that Ray is the best person to handle the personnel side of our organization for the Cleveland Browns. We look forward to working with Ray.
It's a little odd, though. You've given Joe and Mike high praise, high thanks, and that Joe took part in restructuring things. It almost sounds like he restructured himself out of a job. Well, the guys you praise so well are no longer working here. It sounds a little...
Yeah, I think Joe would tell you that organization and putting together organizations are what he likes and enjoys doing. And I think he felt comfortable that he had set us up for success, and it's now time for us to move forward.
Were you no longer comfortable with Joe having final decision on some of the personnel moves?
No. I think, like I said, I felt like the previous setup was a little bit cumbersome. And I think the way we're organized now is much more streamlined, will be much more efficient, and much more clear in terms of who's in charge of what.
Jimmy, why do you want them all reporting to you? That's a change in the way your setup is.
You know, Tony, that's a setup that I'm used to, and I think it'll work well. And I view my job as this: one, to provide the proper resources; two, to put the right people in the right place; three, to hold them accountable; and then four, to do everything I can to help them be successful.
Jimmy, you had a front office.
I thought that if Mike Lombardi goes, Joe said, if we're getting rid of Mike, I'm going too.
No, we just took a step back. I think it was a normal time to do it with Pet coming in and saying, okay, are we setting ourselves up for success? What's the best way, in my terminology, if we're going to whiteboard this, what's the best way to organize things? We felt this was the best way to set things up.
You had a coaching problem, you fixed that. Looks like you had a front office problem, you fixed that. You now have a huge public perception problem as this being one of the most dysfunctional sports franchises out there. How are you going to fix that? What do you say to fans today?
Well, let me say I would disagree with that, okay? I think that's a perception that you all have set out there. And I will tell you, as I talk to people around the league, we're at the Super Bowl last year, people view this as a great franchise, okay? It's a great football area. We're in great shape with the cap. We're in great shape with the draft. And so I think if you talk to people around the league, they'll say this is a wonderful opportunity. Now, we've got to produce. And I had dinner with Pet last night, and we were looking at some records. There's not been a coach here since before 1991 that had a winning record. And the team's only won 35% of its games. So we've got our work to do. But I continue to believe this is an outstanding opportunity.
What message does this send to season ticket holders? And were you losing a lot of season ticket holders recently?
No, our season ticket holders are very excited. We sold more tickets last year than I think the Browns had in, I know, a lot of years. I don't want to say exactly how many. But our season ticket holder base remains very strong. And at least the preliminary comments we've gotten in this morning are very positive. So we're excited about our fan base. As you all know, this is a tremendous fan base around here, and we're committed, and I can't say it enough, and we've got to do it. We're committed to bringing a winner to this area.
Jimmy, we've often talked about accountability. Nine of your former pilot employees pled guilty to crimes. How did that happen?
You know, Ron, I don't think this is the place to address the pilot Flying J situation. I think this is about the Cleveland Browns organization, and I think it's about Ray Farmer and his promotion to GM. I don't think now's the time to comment on that. No, it's very strong, very strong.
Do you think for the anything record, would have been different in terms of firing Chud or not firing Chud had these changes been made before that decision?
You know, I think, Mary Kay, we've made those are hard decisions. I think we've made the right decisions. We're really excited about Coach Patton.
Would you agree that to make this change a week before the scouting combine is unusual?
You know, I think you have to realize Ray's been here for a year, and our scouts are in place, and so it's not like we're bringing in somebody totally new. So Ray's here. It's probably not as much change in the organization as it might appear to be.
Jimmy, just for the record, the way I hear it, you're saying the perception of the dysfunctionality comes from the local media. Could you expound on that, please?
I will just tell you that the people I talk to around the country, do not think this is an outstanding opportunity here in Cleveland, whether it's to coach, play, or work. And I continued to hear that when I was at the owners' meeting last week. And I think the steps we have taken clarify how our organization is going to be set up and run, and as I've said several times today, set us up for success. And we're excited about that opportunity.
But Jimmy, don't people have to tell you that? I mean, you're the owner. Nobody's going to walk up to you and say, this team is a freaking mess. I mean, nobody's going to walk up to you and tell you that.
Well, let me say this. I tremendously appreciate the passion that our fans have and that they care so much. I really do. I talk to some owners who laugh at our situation in terms of, man, you should appreciate how much your fans care, how important they take football, how serious football is in Northeastern Ohio. So we take that really seriously.
At the Chud press conference, or December 30th, I think it was, you said you had acknowledged you had been distracted, but that has passed now. The fact that three people are now reporting directly to you means that your attendance here will be more required than ever?
Yeah, I think you'll see us more in Berea, and we look forward to working with what we believe are three extremely talented individuals.
Jimmy, why wouldn't you, if you were going to do this, and you thought about streamlining the organization, I mean, it's been this way for about a year. When you let go of Chud, why wouldn't you have just made that change, and then you and Ray Farmer go off and hire a coach?
You know, Bud, I said this earlier, and I will tell you, I underestimated this. It's a learning curve to be an NFL owner, and if you want to look at me as a work in progress, that's fair to say to do. And I will tell you this, these are the last of the major changes we're going to make in the organization, but we'll continue to, if I could use the word, tinker with the organization to continue to find ways to improve it and make it better.
Mike has only been out of job for a couple of weeks. Did you feel the need to reassure him that the organization is stable?
No. I think if you talk to Mike, he'll tell you he's very excited about the opportunity, very excited about our players, and I think he's put together a great staff.
Jimmy, I know that you're working very closely with federal prosecutors and your legal team is, and you've talked about working with them to find a resolution to the probe to your company. Can you give us an update on how close you are to resolution?
You know, I think there's a time to talk about Pilot Flying J. I think today's the time to talk about the Cleveland Browns.
Going to be Ray picks the people and you approve it, or how is that going to work?
You know, it'll be a collaborative effort. I think we've got a great group of scouts, and I think Pat and his coaching staff, we talked about this at dinner last night, will also participate, and I think we'll all work together to get the best players we can. This question hasn't come up, but Mike will have final say on the 45-day roster, who plays on Sundays, and Ray will have final say on the 53-player roster, and he'll talk about that more when he addresses you all.
Not everybody was on board with this important offseason, especially in terms of that first overall pick and the quarterback you may think.
I'm concerned that we do a great job in this draft because I understand how important it is.
Did you promise Ray that he was going to get this promotion when he turned down that Miami job?
No, not at all. We have thought highly of Ray when we first interviewed him over a year ago, and when we interviewed him, we knew that he would be a GM someday, and we're delighted he's going to be the GM of the Browns.
What do you like so much about Ray?
He's smart. He's been around football his whole life. He's organized. He's an easy guy to deal with in terms of give and take. And he's tireless worker.
When you look at the decision to get rid of Michael, how much did you weigh in the personnel moves over the last year?
You know, as I said, we looked at putting the best people in place, took a step back and said, okay, for us to be successful, what's the org chart need to look like? Where are the key boxes and who goes in those boxes? And that's the decision we made. And those are not easy decisions, and we feel like Ray gives us a great chance to be successful in free agency in the draft.
Jimmy, on the day that Mike Pettine was hired, Joe called the passing up the second Dan Quinn interview the toughest decision for him of the whole process, of the whole coaching search. It almost sounded like he really wished that he could have interviewed Dan Quinn. Were you guys on the same page with that situation and with the Mike Pettine hiring?
I was really committed to Coach Pettine.
Jimmy, my understanding is Ray Farmer was not like on the first basic rounds of coaching interviews and things like that. And now he's, you know, ineffectively working with Patton. Why was that?
I'm sorry, too.
Did Ray Farmer, was he in your, did he do the coaching interviews? Because my understanding was you and Lombardi and Joe Banner and Alex.
Ray, no, that's correct. But Ray, and as well as several other people in our organization, played a key role in the search. It was the four of us were out talking to people, but I think I said this before, there's a tremendous amount of background check, information gathering, et cetera, and Ray played a very key role in that. And I am highly confident the two of them will work very closely together.
Even though you wanted to streamline things, does Ray need to hire someone in personnel to help with this next couple months?
Ray and I have had a lot of talks over the last few days, and I think Ray will bring in the necessary talent he thinks necessary to help him have a successful draft. And I'll let Ray comment on that when he talks to you all in a few minutes.
Did you have any candidates, any head coaching candidates that said, hey, I would consider the job if either Joe or Mike were not on your staff?
I think we got the best head coach we could get, and I'm very excited about Coach Patton.